Today, March 29th, from 6 to 9 p.m., Bonanza is premiering a new film called Thundercoat at Telematic in Soma, which is at 10th and Folsom Street. Okay, so get over there. Bonanza at Telematic, 10th and Folsom in Soma, tonight. And now, here's the rest of the show. Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kay Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, we got a little something here from Kate Dodd, friend of the show, wanted us to shout out a little something that's going on called The Incubator is like a show she's having.
Okay, sorry.
I think it's kind of like self-consciously critiquing that whole
language.
It's not like she's not trying to have a startup,
that whole thing,
right? It is a site-specific visualization of the enrichment a book-filled environment creates for the art kiosk at Courthouse Square in downtown Redwood City, and it is through April 6th, and it's on view 24/7.
Oh, cool.
It's like in a little thingy. Okay, so get out there and support friend of the show, Kate Dodd. And then Control Shift has an opening on April 5th from 7 to 10.
Is April 5th, is that a Friday?
Yes. And the show is called Touchstone by Kirsten Bremer and Dion Lee.
Oh, cool.
It looks very nice. They're investigating how we understand our participation, position, scale, and effect in our environments. Very timely, as the Earth is being destroyed.
Ugh.
So,
don't say that.
They have a meet and read in the reading room on Sunday, April 7th from 12 to 3. And Sunday, May 5th from 12 to 3 also. They've got all kinds of stuff going on. Cool. There's the Artist's Way Neighborhood Walkabout on April 21st from 12 to 3.
I like a neighborhood walkabout.
They're doing an herbal workshop, Maysoon. They're doing an herbal workshop with Myrna Caban Lascano of Flor y Machete. That's going to be in May, though, so that's, you got time to prepare. Okay. Okay, so those are the events that I was emailed about. Wait, one more shout out. Also over at the Growlery, Haley Nickerson has a show called Still, which will be March 30th to April 13th.
Also, Tamara Suarez Porras has a show at the Growlery
also
at the same time.
Also at the Growlery. Get over to the Growlery, and I'm sure all those are happening on the 30th. Okay, wait, one more thing, Maysoon.
They are happening on the 30th from 7 to 10.
Maysoon.
Yeah. Also on Saturday, this coming Saturday, there's an opening of an exhibition that Tarane Hamami and Kevin Chen curated called Once at Present. It's from 6 to 9 at Minnesota Street Projects, and those guys have been working on it forever. It's kind of like part two to the show that's up right now at the Arts Commission Gallery. It's all Iranian artists. I believe there's something like 20 primarily local artists, which is stellar. Very cool. And there's all sorts of events going on around that exhibition.
And shout out to Jim Prosser, who sent us a donation for our 200th episode.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. And you're pretty much the only person who's donated to us in like a long time.
We really appreciate it.
If you want to donate,
get
listener,
to and from each other for,
yes,
recording.
We get our BART money, paying for the web's hosting.
Right.
And if you want to donate to us, go to our website, congratulationspinetree.com. There's a big old donation button right at the top.
Have you been to Cloaca's current show?
No. Is it awesome?
I don't know, but it sounds fascinating.
Okay,
to me.
We got to go over there.
I think it just opened on Saturday.
And we I were got both some hot
at the SOAS auction. It's called Chimney Cane Candy Hole,
which
is like that title alone. I'm ready to roll. But it's based on a character named Bandit from one of Shakespeare's like more obscure plays called Timons of Athens.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
I love it.
But I just love it. I love everything about it. I'm like, that's fucking weird. Can't wait to see it. So I just want to encourage everyone to go see that show, because who the hell knows? The artist's name is Craig Drennan.
Maysoon, I got some hot gossip.
Is it about Cloaca?
Yeah.
And
did you see that?
Fucking yeah.
Okay, so I fucking responded.
I was like, I would fucking email.
I responded more than you
ever
did.
The editor in chief. Shut up. I was like, I would email the editor and be like, "Fuck this guy."
Okay, we gotta explain to the listener what happened.
Yeah, go.
Okay, let me find the post. Mason, give him the rundown.
I'm gonna give you a little rundown. Charles DeMaray is the Bay Area's local art critic. He writes for the Chronicle newspaper.
He's
here
the
in
only
San Francisco.
Motherfucking art critic making money. He gets a salary for that, I bet. And like,
oh, I'm sure he gets a salary. But there are other art critics who probably get paid by
KQED. But not a salary from
newspaper. Yeah, they're probably paying per word kind of a thing.
So Charles DeMaray, who's the only fucking full-time art critic in America.
He sends an email to Cloaca Project.
Yep.
To complain about...
Which is like a tiny shoestring...
Tiny!
Like, alternative art space.
Yeah. Complaining about the graphics.
Yeah, we gotta read the
on their email blast. Hold on, I'm getting it.
Can you imagine if Jerry Saltz was like emailing like Johnny Two Shirts?
Maybe he is. Maybe that's why Charles thought it was a good idea to go ahead and just
so he
blow
can
some
be like
air.
A catty bitch like Jerry Saltz.
Catty bitch.
Everyone's least favorite of all time. Okay, so this is what Charles said. He said, "I hope you will not take offense if I share my feeling that the big dots in your messages are distracting and off-putting. Do I notice your emails? Yes. Do I want to open them? Not very much." That's just one critical, in parentheses with an exclamation point,
that
opinion.
Is not what he's being fucking paid for.
My best, Charles. And they emailed back and they said, "Hello, Charles. Nice hearing from you. I'm sorry you feel this way and that our emails are off-putting to you."
Too nice. Way too nice.
"The dots are very much part of our graphic identity, so I'm afraid we're not going to be removing them. Let me know if you'd like me to take you off our list. We have no intention of annoying you. Have a great week."
That was really pro. So, so diplomatic.
Yeah,
of,
I think I would
have
been way sassier than that. But then it was a little sassy that they posted the whole thing.
That was great.
And everybody in the comments, including me.
The comments were out of shit. "Dear Charles, eat shit. Love you, though."
Yeah, people really blasted off.
Some asshole says, "I can't believe he uses his position as the art writer of our local paper to critique your email design. I would report him to the paper for abuse of power. What a fucking dish rag."
Did you say that?
"Your letter was way too nice."
That was Maysoon's comment. I want to be seeing the. I want to see those motherfucking dots left.
I want
right.
to look at those dots
what
all
those,
day long.
What
now.
Dots are they, Mason?
I don't.
I'm gonna get a motherfucking these, like, tattoo of those dots on my fucking face.
You know, they just have like their
like the
that
moon,
black
the full
dot.
Moon
it's just the fuck.
The,
it's just a fucking.
It's a cloaca.
Dot.
It's a hole, guys.
Yes.
Duh.
Oh my god! Wouldn't that have been great if her email just went into cloaca? It's actually
and like do a
an
whole
anus,
explanation
almost.
Well, I think it should have shown a. Like a gaping
God.
Oh, Charles.
I like this one by someone named Caravaggio. So good. "The whole point of Cloaca is the black dot Charles I black hole curation blind spot poor SF." I don't know what the hell
that's
that
like
means, but I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Okay.
What is that? I just don't understand. I think he's gone off the rails, to be honest. I should not be saying this.
What
I
was
work
the
at a
last
fucking art
thing,
institution.
What was the last review he wrote? I haven't read anything he's written in ages.
I don't know. We definitely got a write-up for Minutia's work for the show that's up right now in the Chronicle. But I don't think he wrote it. I think it was one of their other writers. But,
get him out of there.
I don't get it. He's kind of, he's like trolling. He is literally using his position as a fucking Chronicle writer to troll people in the community. Okay? That's how I see this shit. And it's fucked up.
Okay, so when we did our 200th episode, we cut out a guy who talked about how he thought that they took down that Jeff Koons statue of Michael Jackson with the chimpanzee.
Yeah, that's right.
And he talked about it being censorship. And so I'm just like, so every piece of art that's not in a museum is being censored. Right?
Right.
Like if you don't allow
something...
Because
someone's choosing not to show it, which means that it's...
If you don't allow something to be exhibited in a museum, you're censoring it, Maysoon. So every artwork legally must be shown. It's a violation of my First Amendment rights that my art's not shown at SF MoMA. That's going to be my next argument when I go over there in my weekly trip to Gary Garrels to get him to put my work up. Maysoon, I'm suing Gary Garrels in the Supreme Court.
Why?
Because he's violating my First Amendment rights by not exhibiting my work at SF MoMA.
But you're not in their collection. Is it the same?
Yes. Even more. I have even more a case of censorship than Jeff Koons.
Because they haven't even collected you yet.
They got to collect me. Everybody, dude, let's get on. Let's get on a class action lawsuit, artists.
Against SF MoMA?
Against all museums.
All museums.
Who are censoring us. I'm really on one today.
It's okay. I'm into it. Okay.
Okay. What else, Maysoon?
Did they get all that?
SOEX had their auction. I had a great time.
Did you have fun? You were there all fucking day.
Except I left for the actual auction part.
Where were you? Just like, I just
bailed out
somewhere?
And then I came back because I had a setup shift and a cleanup shift. So.
Did you help with wrapping?
No, that freaks me out. They had like real preparators there leading effort from. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'm so awkward. I introduce myself to people I know and have known for years.
What do you mean?
But like, then they didn't know you? Maybe they didn't know who I was.
And they were like, yeah, we know you, Kate.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, basically, how's it going?
Yes, exactly. I did that to multiple people.
Like who? Do you remember who?
Like Kimberly Johansson.
But she's, you kind of imagine. I almost have reintroduced myself to her because I don't see her that
like,
much.
Well, because gallerists are like moving and then shaking. And
they meet a ton of people.
Yeah. But she straight up gave me a cookie once when I got off BART.
Aw. She's awesome. I love her.
But anyhow, shout out to her big time.
Shout out to Kimberly Johansson.
Oh, my God. Shout out to George Fow and Hannah Ireland who got my piece.
Who are just the cutest ever. They what?
They got my
painting. They did?
Yeah.
Aw.
So that was very cute. And then I felt kind of silly that I wrote on the back, never vote for Republicans.
Did you really?
Because they wouldn't anyway. Yeah.
No, it's funny. They probably love that there's a secret message on their painting.
I always put a secret message on the back.
Do you really?
Especially for an auction, because you never know who's going to buy it.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that tactic. I think that's... Did you do that message specifically for the auction?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's hysterical.
You
got to
make sure
smart.
That they're getting the message.
You were like, Bernie 2020.
I didn't put that.
On the back of that.
Oh, my God.
What an interesting historical item.
But you were there for the live auction.
I was there for, I helped with check-in.
And there wasn't like a big auction fight where people are like paddling each other?
No, I feel like back in the day when I was still working at SOEX, we did tactics like we made sure there were people who were like literally passing bottles of wine through the audience during the live auction. Because the whole theory is that the more people drink,
yeah,
they're relaxed, they're ready to buy, they like are wasted and do things that maybe they wouldn't have done if they weren't wasted.
Impulsive.
They're impulsive, exactly. Plus, I also remember like when I was there and Courtney would always be like, we got to make sure we're cheering. Like you just cheer all the time. You just want to get people excited and like revved up and wanting to bid. So if it's totally quiet and there's like one person and the auctioneer, like you cheer at that moment, but like you got to kind of keep the energy rolling. So you need people in the audience to kind of
be. So were you doing that?
Yeah, I was like rooting and hollering all over the place.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're an art power bitch.
I was told this weekend at one of my dance classes that that's what someone thought I was when they first met me.
And they were right.
Because they were intimidated.
They were absolutely right.
It was really funny. I haven't been to a SOEX auction in a while.
I didn't go to the last one. I was at the one before that, though.
Yeah. I haven't been at one since Minnesota Street, since they've been doing it there, actually.
It is a little sketchy there, I gotta say.
I don't love it there. But wait, really quick, Wofford was saying this week at this auction that she feels like a lot of people came out of the woodwork. There are a lot more artists there. There are a lot more, like, you know, old school supporters of the organization showed up. So that's kind of sweet. Those are people that are going to be around. You know, they're the people who you want to keep around because they care. They actually care about their organization. They're not just there to, like, buy a pretty painting, you know?
Right.
They want that too, but they're really like invested.
Yes. And there was also an undergrad or someone who had just recently graduated from Cal who was like, I'm just trying to like figure out like what's going on in the Bay Area art world.
Oh, they were
and
at the auction?
The end of the night, she was volunteering.
Okay.
And at the end of the night, she was like, I'm so glad I came to this. Like, I met so many people. Aww. I feel like I really like, you know, That's get so sweet. The scene now or yeah. whatever. I don't know. That was cute. Are we not did allowed you buy to talk anything? About? No, I don't have I any either. Money. But Maysoon.
Yeah.
Secret shout out to anyone who's secretly having a baby.
And also full-fledged shout out.
It's neither of us.
No, it's definitely neither of us. Full-fledged shout out to my friend Alana, friend and artist Alana Crispy, who just had a baby.
Cute.
Little Davi. He's a month old. He's adorable. My God. He's a tiny little baby, and I got to hold
shout him. Out to all the babies, and apologies for destroying our Mother Earth.
To the babies, you mean?
Yeah.
Apologies to the babies.
Apologies to the babies. Okay, what else happened, Maysoon? Any other? Let's talk about some other gaffes and embarrassments.
Gaffes and embarrassments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have anything else on my list?
Oh, God. I just had spring break. My semester is it over very already? Close to being over.
It's over already, spring break?
Yep, it was last week, and that's that was so it. Sad. I went to Ed Allen the Mission the other day while David Baez's show was still up.
Oh, yeah.
Great show. Loved it. I tried to use the restroom, and the person who was gallery sitting
the there?
Was like, oh, it's not for public use.
Oh.
And I was like, I know Jackie and Aaron.
And she still was like, sorry.
And, no, and she was like, okay, I guess.
Come on, lady. Get it together.
But whatever.
Jackie and Aaron,
I basically was like, you're not stopping me. I know where it is, and I'm going.
Like, I'm going anyhow. Or I'll just pop over to Ratio 3 and get in that way.
Do they have a bathroom? I've they
have. They're
this.
Like shared. They probably have a shared bathroom in there. Oh. Is Adal's bathroom literally in their space, or do you have to go out?
No,
door?
It's in their space. It's right in the back of the gallery for anyone who's curious.
I have a funny gaffe story with Adal.
Okay, let's hear it.
With Adal Chinatown. I was in...
did you fall down the stairs? I always think I'm
I didn't fall down the stairs. I was, first of all, for lame reasons, it's really hard for me to get to their fucking space in Chinatown. I wish it wasn't. It just is. It's hard for me. I want to go all the time. But I don't. So I happen to be... but I don't. Jackie knows. I'm always apologizing. So I finally was like going to the Chinese Culture Center, to have an interview or to interview someone there about their education program, which is what my intern and I have been doing. And I was like, oh my God, this is the best because I'm downtown. I'm like literally a block away from Et al. Chinatown. I can go and see Ruben Lorch Miller's show. I'm so excited about that. I go to the gallery. I'm like, fucking A, they're not open today because they're only open on Saturday or by specific appointment only. So I got there. And of course, like, meanwhile, I'm like texting Jackie. I'm like, Jackie, I'm here at Et al. No one's here. Jackie's at work. It's like so silly. She's like laughing at me because I'm a fucking asshole. And then so I didn't make it that day. And then I was like, I'm going to go this week. I kept because I feel like because I work with her, there's like a responsibility to be like, I saw your show. Like, I want to be like, I'm showing up for your work, for your stuff. You know, like you want to be able to show up for people. So I kept like texting her and being like, I'm going to go today, this weekend, and not going, being totally dumb and stupid. The rain scaring me like crazy, not going outside in the rain. And then there was like a moment when I was like, okay, when you actually like after the show's closed, I've missed it. When are you actually deinstalling? Like thinking I'm going to show up like right before the show gets
you
deinstalled.
You are out of control.
And Jackie was like, I'll have Aaron text you. Aaron's not going to fucking text me. He's like, shut up, Maysoon. You didn't make it. Tough fucking balls.
So did you fully miss it?
I missed it.
Okay, we'll just go to the next one.
I just
one.
Fully missed it.
Let's go to the next one together.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
Maysoon, let's go to the next one together. It'll be fine.
Okay. What this makes me realize, I need to just go to the fucking openings.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that's when they're open later. They're
but
just ready for you to be there.
But it's hard to see the work at an opening.
That space
really
is small enough you can kind of do
deep,
it.
Deep soul.
So that was, I feel like that was a kind of a gaffe on my part.
It's a little bit of a gaffe. A
little bit of a gaffe, eh?
What other gaffes have I done lately?
You're always pissing off
everybody at SFAI.
You what? You keep pissing them off?
I keep pissing off everyone who works at SFAI.
I doubt that's true.
No, it is. I keep fucking unplugging cables and causing problems.
You're like moving the projector around when it's been installed for like 13 years in the same place.
Maysoon, I'm just the worst. What else is happening, Maysoon? I just recently revamped my 5-year plan.
I saw that. What did you have in there?
Think about starting a small business, but don't.
Are you always thinking about small businesses?
Yes, because
like
I listen to this.
Money-making businesses or just like things that should exist in the world?
No, Maysoon. Money-making businesses.
Okay. for example.
Well, I keep telling Carrie Hott that we're going to open a new soul cycle.
What?
Because I listened to this show called How I Made This, and it's all entrepreneurs. Like, they had Dyson, the guy that makes Dyson hand dryers and all that.
Yeah.
And they had the ladies that made Soul Cycle, and they had the lady that made Aiden and Danae baby blankets, which is like sold for like insane amount of money.
Wow.
All these people that like sold their business for $1 billion.
So you want to start a business that's immediately successful, then you sell it. You don't actually want to run a business.
I don't want anything to do with anything except for me making tons of money.
Me make tons of money and without then, having to do much work, maybe.
Yes. Except you actually have to do a lot of work.
Because if you open another Soul Cycle, you actually have to run that business.
Okay, but the thing is...
You need to open like a new, totally new brand that...
Yeah, no, I mean like I want to make the Soul Cycle of hand gloves.
Of like, what's a specialized the animal?
Soul Cycle of dog wigs.
Of like organic bison gloves.
I think dog wigs was pretty good.
Dog wigs is pretty good. I feel like there's a whole clientele, particularly maybe in LA, that would be really into that.
Or maybe it was like the Soul
dog
Cycle
hair accessories.
Of the paint and drink, the wine and art and wine.
Wait, say that one more time.
Have you seen these, like, there's places where you drink wine and paint. And it's like you, it's a fun
it's not
thing
like
for,
a studio.
Like, co-workers to do together. Like, you know.
Burfing
where there's,
bit.
Like, a painting teacher, but you also drink alcohol.
Isn't that what, like, the Facebook residency is all about? We're going to have a special teacher come and teach you. Like, you can have this fun, cute workshop with your friends during the workday so you can all be relaxed and happy. And
at Facebook?
Yeah. I'm sure all the tech.
Is it artists that come and do it?
I'm sure. Yeah, of course. Artists. I'm sure they get paid.
See, that was another idea me and Carrie Hott were going to do. We were going to do corporate art workshops. Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. We're all corporate shills. If you really listen to all 202 episodes now of this podcast, you're going to see my decay into nothingness and ethical bankruptcy. I used to be so full of vim and vigor.
Oh, gosh. I wonder how we... I want to listen to some early episodes again and see how we have fared.
I have a little bit of bad news, though.
What? Did we lose, like, half of the episodes?
No, just, like, the first 15 or something.
What?
I still have them in the archive, but I can't re-upload them because it will make all those episodes refresh in people's feeds.
Oh.
You know, see what I'm saying? So we'll figure that out in a future time.
So if
time.
You need to listen to episodes 1 through 15,
just
email.
Shoot us an email.
Email us and we'll send you the audio file.
It's probably for the best that those are not available.
No way. I want to listen to our first episode. That's
okay,
the cutest.
Great.
What the hell did we talk about? Is that when we were trying to actually write scripts or write things?
I know what we talked about. We talked actually about the socks on our microphones and how yours was like sunshine yellow.
Oh, because I was obsessed with Sunshine Yellow for years.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we worked this all out. We really went back to our roots this episode. Maysoon had to stand for almost all of it because her cat came and sat in her chair and she's too polite to move it.
He just needs to have his little chair sometimes. There's a few other things coming up that I wanted to shout out.
Okay. Do it quickly because I'm about to fall asleep.
Okay. This Sunday from 2 to 3:30, Mildred Howard's giving a talk at the Oakland Museum of California. And she's fucking a Bay Area legend. Awesome, amazing artist.
Get in there.
I'm going to go to that. Suzanne Stein, former editor for Open Space, SFMOMA's blog, has been doing a residency in the Right Window. On Valencia Street.
Oh, very cool.
Where she's been like interviewing and talking with
at
via,
ATA.
Yeah, at ATA via computers that you can read the screens from the street. It's really cool. They're having a closing reception on Sunday also from 3 to 6. I want to give a shout out to Toria Cummings who has an opening next
at
Friday.
At Aggregate Space?
At Aggregate Space.
Next Friday, not this
next
upcoming
Friday.
Friday?
No, not the day
but
that
the
you're going to hear this
Friday
episode.
The first Friday of April?
April 5th.
Got
it's
it.
A Friday. There's a bunch of openings in the East Bay on that Friday.
Ooh, go to that one. I'm very excited for that show.
Yeah, me too. She's been working on it for a while. So anyhow, just a few things coming up that I'm super excited about and want everyone to get excited about.
Okay, awesome. Okay, Maysoon, if people want to give us a call, they can call us. 419
Go ahead and call us.
351 6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. You can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. And you can comment on our website at congratulationspinetree.com. Nobody ever does except people that are trying to sell me like generic Viagra.
How do we get people, how do we get more questions and answer responses from people?
I even tried on Facebook
to be like, hey, we're talking to this person this week. Give us some questions for them. People like it, but they don't.
Well, but are you doing it on our page or your own page?
I think I did that one on my
page. Do it on your page. Oh, I did it on my page. There's no way to. People, here's the deal. We're canceling the fucking show if you don't send feedback. Okay? Send us some fucking feedback.
Oh, don't get mad at our listeners.
We don't care what it is. It can be unrelated to anything we're talking about. Are you mad about
low standards?
Taxes. It's tax time. Are you mad about something else? Do you want to tell us about your cute puppy? I'm over here at SoX's auction talking to Karen and Sharon and Darren. And they're all like, oh, I listen to the podcast. It's so crazy to see your face.
You
got to
ask some questions on the spot. You got any questions for us? Anything you really want us to talk about?
That's what I used to try to do Maysoon.
And they'd be like, I don't know.
Okay, so please send us feedback and we will celebrate you in the best way we know how.
Yes. And if you want to be anonymous, you let us know. We respect that as well.
Yes. But we will also celebrate you with winks and smiles.
Winks and wonderful sound effects.
Yes. Okay, so from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations, Pine Tree.